Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. With no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. But there is no show without you. So whether you're in traffic, you're making money, you're delivering things, you're getting to the job, you are the job, thank you for locking in. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where you been? You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me say it again. It's free. Put it on your phone. Yeah, you put JR in your pocket. Why not? You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker, if you have one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show so far. It was about an hour ago that we learned that Trevor Lawrence got himself a contract extension. Crazy. $55 million per year. Trevor Lawrence is making the same amount of money as Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence is now also the highest paid quarterback in the game when it comes to an average annual basis. 5 years, $275 million. Damn. They're paying this man on potential. He has 5 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in the postseason. Okay. Big deal at Clemson. Big deal in the draft. Drafted to a crap team. We hope it works out for Trevor Lawrence. Also, last night, talked about the Celtics beating the Mavs. You know, that series is over. NBA Finals over. Hey, thank you to Avery Johnson, former San Antonio Spur, former champion in the NBA, former point guard, the little general, former coach. Avery Johnson came through, chatted it up with us about, well, the Lakers as well, the NBA championship, Luka Doncic, told Luka not to be a baby. We just talked about Tom Brady and these New England Patriots, basically putting him into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Brady. He should be successful in the broadcast booth, right? That'll be the next time that we really hear from him. Hickey, he's going to be teamed up with Kevin Burkhardt, right?
That's right.
And they made Olsen just take a hike. How about that? Damn. He just has to wait, I guess, for Tom Brady to get bored. And he'd take his job back. Anyway, Tom Brady going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. They're going to build this man a 12-foot statue. I don't know where they're going to put it. I'm sure they already have one in Robert Kraft's bedroom. He's just going to move it outside, I guess. And we got more to discuss as the show continues on, okay? Dan Hurley spoke to the media today. At least he spoke to media down in Miami. Gave some thoughts as to why he decided not to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. J.J. Redick looks like he's scheduled for a real interview this weekend with the Los Angeles Lakers. None of that the speculation stuff. I assume that J.J. Redick is also expecting the NBA Finals to end tomorrow, possibly. And then how about this? Earlier today, we learned that the Atlanta Falcons have been punished for tampering. In their pursuit of Kirk Cousins, it looks like they jumped the gun. And so we have so much to get into as we continue on with the show. Of course, later on, I'm going to talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. It is June 13th. If you want to talk to me, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief. You know, we just talked about Tom Brady. Just heard from Bill Belichick, heard from Brady. He's like, yeah, in order for us to win, it was me and Belichick. Roar. Telling the truth, can't have one without the other. No success without the other. I don't think you just fill in XYZ. I don't think you could put Urban Meyer back there and have success. Let me just put it that way. I'm sorry, we were talking about the Jaguars and Urban Meyer came to mind. Now, despite that, for all the great years that Tom Brady gave to the Patriots, it looks like the Celtics are going to pick up another championship. Looks like the Celtics are going to end up with title number 18. And I guess there's just something about Boston. There's just something about New England. Last night, the Celtics in Dallas knocking off the Mavs 106-99. Tatum had 31. Brown had 30. Even with big runs at the end of the game, they were able to get stops and finish with big shots. The Celtics are one win away. Tomorrow night, they could be champions. Jaylen Brown said, our team, we different.
Experience is the best teacher. All year long, we've been hearing about the Celtics of the past. You know, for the last 6 to 8 months, that's all we've been hearing is like we've, you know, all the different shortcomings we've had in the past. This is a new team. You know what I mean? We learned from those experiences. And in these moments, you can see that, you know, we didn't run from it. We stepped up to the plate and we found a way to win.
Yeah, they're about to be champs. People have been crapping on Brown and Tatum for years. They're not going to work together. They can't work together. Damn it, I felt that they couldn't work together. I felt that you got two dudes who are too similar. How are you going to use them on the same team to win the title? You got to exchange them and get something for one of them. Try to diversify the roster. Well, congratulations, Brad Stevens. He was actually able to add to the roster. You bring in somebody like Drew Holiday. You bring in somebody like Derek White. You bring an Al Horford back into the fold. Damn it, they even brought in Kristaps Porzingis. They're like, hey, if he can play basketball, great. If he doesn't, we don't need him. Last night, they did not need him. 7'2" man with the bad legs. This team is stacked, and they've been able to grow, but they've been able to pick up pieces. Like, why the hell is Drew Holiday on the squad? Playing defense, all up in Kyrie Irving's grill at the end of the game. 9 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. He doesn't need to do anything. He's just trying to win. Jason Tatum had positive words for him.
You know, it definitely has been some growth, but I think this team has trusted me, especially in this playoffs, in those moments, to just be who I am. And I feel like I've been able to just deliver just by just being patient and being poised. Those opportunities have presented themselves, and I've been able to take advantage of them. But I give all my credit to my teammates for the trust they had in me, to have the ball in my hands, and to be able to make those plays.
That was on NBA TV after the game. And it is becoming comical. It's becoming a joke. It's hilarious right now how Drew Holiday helped the Milwaukee Bucks win a championship. They decided that they needed more offense. They bring in a Damian Lillard who's a little bit older, a little injury prone. And they're still trying to figure out how to play. And maybe it all works out next year. I don't know. It's not like Brooke Lopez is getting any younger either. It's just, it's not looking good right now for Milwaukee. And meanwhile, the Celtics are just like, oh, we staring at a championship right now, today. Pretty ironic. Ain't nobody in Milwaukee happy about this. And Drew Holiday's like, oh, I get to be a two-time champ? Sign me up. I love it. Jaylen Brown, he continued the love fest for the Boston Celtics. One game away, one victory away from a championship. He says that his teammates, everybody's belief in him, each other, is why they were able to hold off Dallas last night and win the game.
No, absolutely. I don't know how they let us get him, but I'm so happy that we got Drew on our team, and we're just very fortunate. And he just makes winning plays. He's obviously been here and won the championship. And more than anything, he raises everybody else's level on defense, right? On a team like we have, you don't want to be the weakest link on defense, right? We all take pride in guarding our yard. And it starts with Drew Holiday, and we all just trying to match his level.
Hickey, this is one of those interesting moments in sports where everybody has to play it cool, right? Like, we got one more game and we didn't win anything, and Kobe Bryant, the job's not done. But come on, everybody knows in the back of your head, everybody's saying to themselves, damn, we're close. Like, we're close. Like, they go to sleep at night. They got to be confident that they're going to be champs.
It has to be a very cool feeling, right? Like, you win that game and you know, like, it's over. And I think even Dallas, their body language kind of, seeing Luka melt down at the end, I think they kind of showed you as well. They know if they don't win game three, it's also over. Yeah, that's Friday feels like a formality.
Yeah, man. It doesn't matter when it happens. Don't matter if it happens on Monday. I think that'd be the next game. It's over. In the famous words of Kenny the Jet Smith, when Vince Carter dunked, I think it was in Oakland. I think it's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. It's done. Dallas Mavericks are cooked. And a matter of fact, by the way, put Kristaps Porzingis on ice. Do we need to see Kristaps Porzingis again this season? The answer is no. Hell no. I saw it run by on the screen. Kristaps Porzingis is questionable for Friday night's game. For what? To be a human victory cigar? Like, what do they need him out there? For what? Kristaps Porzingis playing in the series, and yes, he helped spark them in game one, and you could make an argument, if Kristaps Porzingis didn't do that, then maybe Dallas would win. I don't believe in that crap. Him playing in game four tomorrow, it's like a participation trophy. Now, Hickey, Kristaps has to feel like crap, right? If they win the title, he's like, yeah, I played half the year, didn't play at the end, but yeah, I'm a champion.
I think at that point, you put the ring on, you drink the champagne, and you don't complain. It stinks to not play, but from what he's, you know, the losing he's gone through, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, right, this is his first postseason, so first taste of it. Stinks, maybe a little awkward of, like, I don't know, do you feel like he didn't really, you know, do anything to contribute? Missed so much time, but either way, hey, that ring's going on that finger, and you will be called NBA champion for the rest of time.
He contributed. He did. Throughout the season, you know, he played 57 games. Yeah, he was there. Helped out in practice. Had some tips. Was in the rehab room. Yeah, champion. Like the guy on the bench, you know, he's there. He deserves a ring. You know what would have been weird, though? And I don't want to say thank God the Pistons beat him. I don't need Gary Payton yelling at me. Could you imagine if Gary Payton and Karl Malone won that championship with the Lakers? Could you imagine what that would look like? Man, That'd be weird.
Yeah, there have been some Klingons, right, for some of these title teams. That is for sure.
Yeah. You can't let up when you got somebody's neck. You can't. And ironically, and we talk a lot about Joe Mazzulla and how he talks to the media and how he reacts to things. If you want to know more about Joe Mazzulla, I think we learned last night. He's a big fan of MMA because his own star, one of them, Jason Tatum, talked about how Joe Mazzulla has utilized UFC clips to motivate the Celtics to finish the job. What is this, murder?
You know, Joe does a great job of showing us clips and things from different sports, right? He's a big UFC fan and, you know, showing us fights of people that I don't know the terminology of UFC, but put them in a chokehold and they're about to tap out, and you just see the guy or the woman who's winning relaxing because they feel like they're about to win, and then, you know, you give the other person life. Just trying to translate that to the game of basketball, that, you know, the closer you are to winning, the closer they are to surviving. And basically just trying to remind us in the group that we still got a long way to go. We still have to play the right way. We still got to win, that, you know, they're not going to quit. That we should expect the best from them from here on out.
Damn. This Hickey, that must be how Draymond looks at footage, right? Is this why he's choking Rudy Gobert and is stepping on, what's that guy, Sabonis' kid's chest? Like, is this what Draymond's watching UFC clips?
Let me tell you, if we thought Draymond was dangerous now, imagine if Mazzulla was his coach.
Yeah,
goodness.
Well, Draymond, this is just a metaphor, okay? Do not do this on a basketball court. Now, that dude is intense. He is showing his – can you imagine this man is in a room with 20 people and he's just like, listen, you see this guy right here? This guy's getting choked out. We can't physically go out there and choke the Mavericks, but you can certainly finish the job at the end of the game. Metaphorically, choke him out. Don't stop. Damn. 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 Joe Mazzulla is – Hickey, I thought for a minute at the championship parade he was going to have fun. That man is not going to have fun at the parade. He's not.
That is going to be the shortest parade speech maybe in history from a head coach. I don't think he's going to replicate Michael Malone from last year.
No, there's not going to be any cursing. There's not going to be any fun. There's not going to be any jokes. He's going to make one joke. It's going to be a very dry joke. And he's just going to be miserable. Miserable. He's 35 years old. Hickey, tell a man to have some fun.
Crazy, right? So young.
He needs who needed a hug earlier? Kyrie said Luka needed a hug, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla needs a hug.
You want to hug him?
Do I want to hug him? No. Not interested.
He knows MMA. Put you in a chokehold real fast.
Nah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, MMA. I don't need no hug from Joe Mazzulla. He don't need no hug from me. There's a no hug zone. No thank you. No hugs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's crazy. Boston is about to win another championship. Like, people always talk about Title Town USA and this and that. Like, Boston been on a roll for like the past 20 years. Like, give it a break already. I know the Celtics have waited a long time at this point. I guess 2008 is a long enough time. We got a team like the New York Knicks. They've been waiting since 1973. It's hard enough to win, and just Boston just keeps on doing it. It's tough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. The phone number is 855-212-4227. Phone lines are open. We come back on the other side. Speaking of winning, Dan Hurley talked about why he decided to stay in Connecticut. Why did this man say no to the Lakers? Why is he staying in stores? We'll hear what he had to say on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh yeah, Celtics are trying to win a championship. The Panthers are, too. The Panthers have been beating up on the Oilers. They're trying to go up 3-0 against them tonight. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Boston getting ready to win another championship. And if you want to know, you want to think about the city that has, like, the most championships, the most titles? Boston is number two. New York has the most all-time. New York is above everybody. New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Montreal, Detroit, Philly, Pittsburgh, Toronto, St. Louis, and Green Bay. Most championships all time. And when it comes to New York, they can thank the New York Yankees and their 27 world championships. Congratulations. 855-212-4227. We got Todd calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
What's up, my brother? You're off the hook, JR. You are. I like it. I like you, buddy.
I like you, too.
Hey, JR.
Yeah?
Yeah, buddy. We'll talk three-peats, right? Kansas City potential three-peat, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Boston potential three-peat, right?
Boston three-peat? They got to win this one first?
I think they won last year.
No.
Who won last year?
The Denver Nuggets won the championship last year against the Heat.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You got me, bro. You got me.
Yeah.
Real quick now, three-peat, New York Yankees and Montreal Canadiens in the 90s, right?
And that was the late 80s, and the Yankees had the end of the 90s, yes.
Okay. All right. 10-4. You got me, man. I was thinking Boston had three in a row, but
no.
You're right.
Everybody in Denver would take issue with what you just said, Todd.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, brother. Y'all take care.
You too, Todd. Thank you for calling from Maryland. I could ask him about a Wizards three-peat, but no. I could ask him about an Orioles three-peat. No, not yet. Nationals? No, not yet. Ravens? No, not yet. Commanders? No, not at all. Sorry. Capitals? No. Sorry. I don't know what it is with D.C. What's going on out there? What's going on in D.C., man? I don't even know what the football team is doing. Yeah, let's see how good I am at MLS. The MLS team that represents Washington, D.C. Oh, my God. Let's see. I know it. The Revolution? No, that's Massachusetts. That's Boston. Hickey, help me out. Do you know the MLS team in D.C.?
I'm looking it up right now.
Revolution, right? Am I wrong?
No, I think you were right with it being New England.
Okay, wait. Give me a clue. Give me a hint.
I'm pretty sure the name that one of the names for the Commanders they wanted to use was taken from the MLS.
Oh, man. The D.C. And I know where they play. I know where they want to move them. You got the team name in front of you?
I do, actually. Here's a hint for you.
Yeah, give me a hint.
It is the same name as a team that plays in your city.
D.C. United?
Bang, bang.
Wait. Wait. We have D.C. United and Atlanta United?
That we do. We have Charlotte FC and Toronto FC, too.
Yeah, football club.
So
the traditional. Okay. We're getting carried away here with this, you know?
Or just not creative.
I understand you do football club. It's historic in Europe. And, you know, the clubs are teams, and they have the basketball team and the soccer team. And these are real clubs. Like, these are not clubs. These are teams. Give them a name. This is almost like what we talked about earlier in the show about how Utah, the former Phoenix Coyotes, what are they? They're calling them the Utah Hockey Club for 1 year until they give them a real name. Like, do better. Come on. D.C. United. Thank you for them. I would have never thought about that. D.C. United. They're getting ready to play over by the Navy Yards. I hope they don't move now. 855-212-4227. Frederick is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Frederick?
Hello there. Well, that's good to talk to you again. I try. The radio station changed, but I've got back on it now where I could get it down a little Washington. But anyway, I was just letting you know, every time I hear all these people talking, but they never get down to what the problem really is. Dallas does not have a chance against Boston. They're out, man. Well, you know, Boston's got more speed and quickness and all that, and all that crap. But here's the deal. They're not playing the right way. They have no chance to beat Boston the way they're playing. They're playing the same way against Boston that they played other teams. You don't play Boston that way. You have to play motion offense. You have to move around. You have to screen. You have to get the angles right. You have to play a chisel game. The only advantage they might have is they're more physical if they can slow the tempo and get them to play their way. You got to take the defensive rebounds that Boston get and the outlet passes. You got to figure out where they're coming out with them. Cut those off. You have to slow Boston down. These people are idiots that run basketball now. They know nothing, absolutely nothing. They make no adjustments. It's a joke. Understand a joke. And that's what people need to understand.
Jason Kidd?
It's a damn joke, man.
I'm just saying. I didn't know you were Tex Winters. Jason Kidd is one of the most genius basketball players I've ever seen in my life. You calling Jason Kidd stupid?
No, I'm not. I think Jason Kidd does know basketball, but the point is you got to get guys to play the way they need to play. Just because they like to play the way they played, it worked against some teams, Doncic or whatever. Kyrie Irving is a short guy. Okay, the guys that are guarding him are taller, a lot taller, and they're just as quick and fast. Doncic, he does good with that style. He plays the bump and holds the ball forever. But it's not.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hickey, can we record this and send it to Jason Kidd as like a basketball almanac?
It is being recorded as we speak. I think we should have some adjustments for game four.
I think we can rewrite the game of basketball. Hold on. Hey, Frederick, keep going.
Well, they need to adjust, you know. But, I mean, Red Auerbach knows that in his grave now. I mean, why can't people adjust some more? Why can't people figure out how to compete? You know, Bill Belichick's going to the game. Well, teach them some strategy. Teach them how to compete. The bottom line is, can you compete in this game? If you lose and you go out and you have a game plan, it makes sense, fine. They don't have game plans now. They make no adjustments.
Okay, Frederick, okay.
You tell them to call me, and I'll tell them.
Okay, we don't need to tell them to call you. We're just going to record this, and we're gonna package it up for the Mavs PR department to make sure that it ends up in the hands of Jason Kidd, and we'll see what the Dallas Mavericks do tomorrow. Okay, Frederick?
That's right. And look, JR, I really like the cool guy. But listen, I really hope that happens. But the bottom line is people don't need to throw in the towel.
Frederick, thank you. Okay, call me next week when the Celtics, are swept 4-0. Okay,
it might be if they don't change.
Okay, all right, Frederick. Frederick, thank you. I gotta leave. Okay, thank you, Frederick. Okay. Wow, I didn't know Frederick knows more about coaching basketball than Jason Kidd. I had no idea. I just thought it was because the Dallas Mavericks don't have as good of players as the Celtics. I thought it was really that simple. I didn't know it was that complicated. Frederick is a modern-day Dr. James Naismith. Maybe Frederick can reinvent the game of basketball and write the rules. Frederick knows it all. That was intense. Damn. Maybe Frederick should go coach UConn. Maybe Frederick should go coach the Lakers. I don't know. Wow. Rich Ackerman, whoa, that was a lot, right? Did you learn something about basketball from Frederick?
I'm still waiting, actually. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Me and you both. Damn. I need a drink.
He had a lot on his mind, though.
I think he's still, you think he's still talking?
Only Hickey would know.
No, he's not here. We don't know. Hickey, he gone, right? He gone?
He gone, but he's probably still talking.
He's still talking. To me or somebody else?
To no one, maybe. Just the
himself.
Window.
To himself, yeah. His dog. I bet he got a dog named Rex. Talking to that dog is just like, his dog rolled his eyes and put his head down. Here goes Frederick again. Just
dog's
teaching.
Playing dead.
A dog's playing dead? Yeah, it might be. Like, here comes Frederick again teaching me about basketball. Dog is like, leave me alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break when we come back. We're going to hear from someone who knows about basketball, and he actually is going for a three-peat. Dan Hurley is staying at UConn, and today he spoke about why. We'll hear his reasons. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, there's a winner, Richard Sherman. And shout out to Richard. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we've been talking about winners. Boston Celtics about to be winners. Panthers trying to be winners. Hey, Dan Hurley's trying to be a winner too. That's why he said no to the Los Angeles Lakers. He said, I ain't going out there. I don't need their drama. I don't need their nonsense. I'm just going to stay in Connecticut and try to three-peat. Trying to go back to back to back. And today, Dan Hurley, no, there was no fantabulous announcement surrounding his latest contract with the Huskies. But Dan Hurley did say no to the Los Angeles Lakers. 6 years, $70 million they offered him. He said no. He said, I'm going to stay in Connecticut. And so today he spoke to Dan Le Batard. And one thing he wanted to clear up, he says, I just went back to back. I didn't need to use the Los Angeles Lakers to get a better contract from UConn. Listen to this.
One of the worst takes I've heard is like, this was a leverage play by me to improve my situation at UConn. Like, I don't need leverage here. We've won back-to-back national championships, at this place. And this was never a leverage situation for me. I've had a contract in place here, for a couple of weeks. But the sense or the idea that this was some conspiracy to get me a sweeter deal at UConn is just, it's lazy.
No, it's not. Come on. No, it's not. It's legitimate. That's what most people do. Why wouldn't you? Why the hell were you out there? Okay? You wanted to see what the hell it was. It didn't have to be a concocted scheme or use them, but it's legitimate because that's what people in business do. They create leverage to make the most advantageous situation for themselves. Stop it. It's not lazy. I don't know. Maybe you've just been coaching basketball for so long you don't understand leverage, but it's quite reasonable that somebody would do so. I mean, but if you are so loyal that you wouldn't, that's great. But it's not out of the ordinary. Dan Hurley continued on, and this is interesting, right? He said no to the Los Angeles Lakers. 6 years, $70 million. He talked about how comfortable he was in Connecticut, how comfortable his family was in Connecticut. Ultimately, he said that, yeah, there might have been a number that I would have left for.
To leave, there probably is, you know, to leave a place at any moment in your life. I think that to say that it's not a motivating factor, the finances to leave a place is definitely a thing. To stay at a place, I don't think it's ever going to be a thing. Like to stay somewhere like UConn, it would never have been, I think, a financial thing. Like, again, this wasn't like some like pressure tactic to make me the highest paid college coach. Like that was already done. But to leave a place, I mean, yeah, you know, to leave all that behind, there probably is a number. I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on. If they would have said here's $100 million, he wouldn't have left. He would have left. He told his wife, get in my car. Not my car. Get in the car. Or get in our car. Hickey, there's no right way to say that, right?
Get in our car. Or at this point, probably get in the plane.
Get in the plane, yeah.
Get in the Lakers private plane.
Yeah, who's driving? Well, you got to get in the car to go to the plane.
True. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
The driver's here, right? You're probably Ubering. I don't think you're driving to the airport with your own car and then leaving it there.
No, you're not. The driver's here.
The driver's here. Get in the car.
Yeah. That's how you say it. Correct. Danny Hurley, aggressive man, ready to win a third championship for UConn. Well, I know who he won't be communicating with. LeBron James, right? Did he even meet LeBron? The answer is no. Did you talk to LeBron? Oh, yeah. Via the herd, he's like, we were texting.
We had some text messages and incredible, you know, message from him over the course of the weekend, just, you know, talking about basketball and some different things and letting me know, that if he was there in LA, that I'd have his support. And just like, think about that, man, like that blew my mind. And then we got into a text exchange, and then the exchange even went through to when I chose to go in another direction. So it blew my mind when you get a text message from LeBron James.
Like, hey, this is LeBron. Hickey, what does he say? Does he say LeBron or does he say King? It's King James.
I was going to say he probably says maybe Bron. Yo, it's Bron.
It's Bron, right? He's not that much of a jerk. Sign King James, right? At the end of the text message, sign King James.
Oh, I hope he doesn't have a text message signature.
It's like, hey, coach Hurley. This is LeBron. Congratulations. Welcome to Los Angeles. I hope you have a good chat with the Los Angeles Lakers. Good luck. Maybe we meet down the line. Sign King James.
I can see him ending that text with like a king crown emoji.
Yeah, he likes the emojis.
Yeah, I could definitely see that for sure.
Like the hourglass emoji that he used to signify that somebody's getting fired. You know what? There's not an emoji, and I don't know if this is coming in an iOS update. There's no throat slash emoji, right? That doesn't exist.
Considering no. They've worked to remove the gun from the emojis, I don't think they're going to institute a throat slash.
They got the water gun. Yeah, they got the water gun emoji. Yeah, we can't have the gun can't be silver or black because no. the real guns are dangerous. But there is that. There's one similar to a throat slash. I got to find it. I got to find it. Anyway.
What?
What?
What emojis do you have?
I feel like there's one that's kind of like, yo, cut it out, right? No?
I mean, there are like some ones with like some intense eyes maybe or like a look. I don't know. Like there's one where like a guy or emojis looking at his throat and slitting it. Keep it up.
Nah, man. When we get to break, I'm going to find this throat slash emoji. I'm going to send it to you.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to start using it now.
Yeah, copy and paste. That's why it exists. It's probably the emoji that Dan Hurley sent back to LeBron when he rejected the job. Anyway, Dan Hurley said, well, I guess he didn't send him a throat slash. Hey, good luck in Los Angeles. I ain't coming. staying in Connecticut. Dan Hurley, don't listen to me. Dan Hurley said the idea of Coach LeBron, oh, is exciting.
The thought of coaching LeBron James is incredibly exciting. You know, one of the positives about the Lakers was the chance to coach LeBron James. So the chance LeBron made it Coach LeBron made it incredibly appealing.
You meet with LeBron out there?
I did not. We had some communication and over the weekend, and you know, it was awesome to see that from him. You know, to hear that the, you know, from him, it was amazing.
What's he doing? Standing in the woods? Is he captive? He decided to stay in UConn. That's all I heard. Was cicadas and crickets in the back. Did you hear that?
I did. Well, I'm not going to complain is because he was actually in a gym, and it's maybe the only time I've heard a press conference in a gym with no balls bouncing.
Wow. What is a gym? Was he standing next to the door of a gym?
Probably. Some background noise.
Yeah, those some loud-ass bugs. It's cicada season, right?
Some say.
Man, them bugs will wake you up at 5 in the morning. Like, what? Shut up. What are they doing? Do you know what they're doing when they do that? Are they mating? Like, what are they doing? Are they hot?
I don't know. And they have, such a short lifespan that maybe that's they're all right. Yeah, I think they wake up, right, for, 12 years or 13 years. Then, they're awake for, 2 weeks.
Did you know I was in a building in, the 18th floor here in Atlanta, and there was a grasshopper on the window?
What?
Did you know a grasshopper? And I think now maybe he's doing too much. Now we're going to have callers. Didn't a guy call last week and try to educate us on humans and Neanderthals?
Yes. Yeah. The sapiens.
Yes. We're going to have somebody calling to tell us about bugs. I think a cricket and a locust is the same thing, I think.
Okay, that sounds about right. I would not argue that.
Grasshoppers, they fly, bro. Did you know that?
No. I thought they just hop.
He was on the window on the 18th floor. How? Did he climb all the way up? I doubt it.
Inside or outside?
He was on the outside of the window, outside of the glass.
So first thought is maybe a bird got him.
No.
Dropped him.
And then he just magically flew to stick on the side of a window?
I mean, crazier things have happened.
Nah, man. Come on.
You think they can fly, though, that high?
Grasshoppers fly, man. I'm Googling it now.
Are you sure about... Oh, I was going to say, did you...
Can a grasshopper fly? Grasshoppers can fly. Huh. Because grasshoppers have such powerful jumping legs, people sometimes don't realize they have wings. Most grasshoppers are pretty strong flyers and will make good use of their wings to escape predators. Their jumping ability just gives them a boost into the air.
Hmm.
How high can they fly?
At least 18 floors, apparently.
Encountered swarms flying 1,000 feet above ground.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that would check out.
Yeah, it would, yeah. I was shocked, too. I'm like, what is this? Wild stuff.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Danny Ferry knows about them because they interrupt his press conference. Grasshoppers. Anyway, good for him. I hope he wins another championship at UConn. We had a guest on this week said it looks, ain't nothing guaranteed, but it looks good. And he's going to have other options if he wants to back in the NBA. So good for him. And now we got all these reports about, you know, what's the other guy? Now, J.J. Redick is going to have a formal interview. J.J. Redick's job might be done as soon as tomorrow with the NBA Finals. And I haven't listened, but it sounds like people hate J.J. Redick and Doris Burke. Like, people hate him. I mean, just last year, you had Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. You replaced them with Doc Rivers, who went back to coaching, and Doris Burke. People still don't like Doris Burke. And now you got J.J. Redick there. Only thing he hasn't said is make stupid references about plumbers and firefighters. This might be your Lakers' next head coach. LeBron James already ran him through the interview. What more do we need? Wild stuff here. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On the other side of the break, you know what? We'll talk about the Celtics. We're going to get into this news about Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, we'll even hear from Shams. Shams has more information about J.J. Redick. Because I guess Shams is carrying the bags of J.J. Redick, and J.J. Redick is carrying the bags of LeBron James. We got a lot to get into. Hey, Caitlin Clark is in action. The Panthers are trying to go up 3-0 against the Oilers. We got a lot to do in the last hour before I roll out. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about sports, but me in a break, I'm going to Google locusts and grasshoppers, okay? I'm Steve Irwin over here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.